إن الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مجالس التفضل من سفر بن إسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You may move. We're still talking about the secrets and the fiqh of the most important pillar in Islam, fiqh al-salah, because we found when we move from masjid to another masjid, we found the people ask a question, so it's obligation upon us to carry these questions and to come here in our masjid and share with you this question, inshallah, which is very important in our salah. As I said before yesterday, that we need to learn our salah the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it to us. We cannot act in the salah the way how we carry it over from the past without any Sharia, without any control. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give me the help. I ask you to pray for us, to give me the clear idea of the evidence, how you perform your right salah. There is a question today. We need to share with each other. I received a question from one of your brothers. He said, can the ma'moom, the imam, step back and became a ma'moom and elect somebody to be imam? As we know, al-ahaqqu bil-imama, the one who has priority to lead al-salah, al-imam al-ratib. Imam ratib means you hire an imam, educated, knowledgeable, hafiz al-Qur'an, to be the imam of the masjid, and he did pay for it. And the people in the masjid know that is the imam who leading the salah. You could have in the same masjid another imam who teach. It doesn't matter this imam to be knowledgeable in order to give the classes or something like this. But an imam, a ratib, the one who is hafiz al-Quran, and he gets salary to be imam for the masjid. And the question again, somebody said the Imam al-Ratib, he wasn't somewhere, and we waited for him, he doesn't show up. Somebody else, we elected him and he stepped forward, and he became Imam. But later on, an Imam al-Ratib show up, show. And this is not obligation. It's upon the Imam who leading the Salah again. But the question is that permitted in Islam that this imam who led al-salah and he's not an imam al-ratib, the imam for this masjid, he stayed back in the line and somebody, an imam al-ratib, the one who people knows him, he stepped forward and he led al-salah? That is the question the people ask. We cannot give you any answer by our own, but let we move to study what happened between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wa arda. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as al-hadith mentioned in al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to Bani Amr ibn Auf, a group in Medina called Bani Amr ibn Auf. He went to solve a problem or reconcile between them. And he became late. The time of the Salah became valid. And Mu'adhin, he made the Adhan. And after he made the Adhan, he came to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa arda. Qala, atusalli bin-nas ya Abu Bakr? Are you willing to lead the Salah and you lead the Salah? The Prophet is not here. فقال أبو بكر نعم يس. فصلى أبا بكر بالناس
he stepped forward, he lined the people, and he became Imam in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the salah starts, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter inside the masjid, فتخلص إلى الصف الأول. He found a bath to be in the first row, in the first line. فرآه الناس. And the people, when they saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فتصفق الناس. وأبو بكر, they don't know the حكم, the time. وكان أبو بكر لا يلتفت في صلاته. أبو بكر, he never turn his face right and left. Or up and down in his salah. When he starts his salah, Abu Bakr, you find him in a different world, different world. And when the tasniq, the people clap, increased, and a lot of number of people in the masjid, because they saw Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between in the line, to pray behind Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu wa arda. It is an honor, position for Abu Bakr, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray behind Abu Bakr and he start the takbirat al-ihram and he entered the salah. This community of some of the Muslims, those who curse Abu Bakr and Umar, they have to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Prophet, he never pray any behind anybody, anyone in the four of the companions, except for Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. What does that mean for you? I ask you the name of Allah. What does that mean for you? Yeah, join me, share me. What does that mean for you? When the Prophet pray behind Abu Bakr, what's Abu Bakr value in Islam? It's a great, great position. Is he deserved to be cursed? And do they deserve it to be so and so? La ya akhi, if they're working some group of the Muslims today, they call Abu Bakr and Umar, they are the two sons, two idols of Quraysh. And they made a decision, they became kafir after the Prophet sallam. They never take any speech or any hadith from them at all, and they consider them kafir. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide them. So, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people increased their class, and then after that, تلتفت Abu Bakr. This is the time, you are not allowed in the salah to turn your head left and right. Unless in emergency. Here is the rukhsa, is a permit for you. Permit for you. While I am praying in my house, leading the salah, or to pray individual, I saw my little baby or my grandson lay in electricity, and I am in the salah. Shall I leave, let him die, or you come out from the salah? What you have to do, very simple. I am here, leading the salah, and I found the little kid over there playing with electricity or anything, danger or something like this, the baby doesn't know. You could stay and continue in your salah, and the Sharia give you permission to step couple of steps until you came to the baby and you grab him and you take him from the danger, but your face should be towards the qibla. You could do that if somebody, you're inspecting somebody comes from your visitor. And he came and knocked the door. And if he is not, if you don't open the door, you may lose the brother or the brother, you miss the brother or the brother will leave. So you could have a chance also to step couple of steps to open the door. But remember, your face towards the what? Qibla. That is permission. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember, think about it with me, how the hard happened. Abu Bakr in the middle of the people, رضي الله عنه وارضاه. When the Prophet ﷺ find a bath, he came and he break the line just behind Abu Bakr, or he came in the front, in the beginning of the line. Yeah, tell me. Where did he do? Did he came and he inserted the people and he pushed the people? No. What did he do? He found a place, he backed by, and this is to show you also something else, that you are allowed to pass between the lines, because the sutra for you will be who? The Imam. So some people, they consider it sins or something like this. You have right to pass between for needs, not to go for sanctification or to go pass by or delay around. Somebody lose the wudu and he's in the front row and the bathroom in the back. He has right to pass between the people because your sutra will be who? The Imam. But I cannot If I'm staying here behind the Imam, and I know the bathroom on the left side, I go from the front of the Imam, and I go to the bathroom. You have to go from behind Imam. So that is number one. But let's we can come back again to what happened. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he found a bath until he reached the lion. And when the people, they saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, those who are closer to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they start to clap. And then after that, Abu Bakr, he did not turn originally in the beginning. So what happened is, they increased. Then after that, Abu Bakr, when he found the people increased, he clapped. What happened after that? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he stepped back to the line, to the first row. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was inside the salah, he made takbirat al-ihram. Remember this. He became inside the salah. So what happened? فأشار على أبو بكر by his hand. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, without talking, he indicated, he pointed by his finger to Abu Bakr to remain in his place. Then what happened after that? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, when he saw, after he turned his face towards to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فرفع يديه, and he raised his hand to praise Allah تبارك وتعالى, to thank Allah تبارك وتعالى, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم elected him to be what? Imam, and the Prophet prayed behind who? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. That will also give us in the Sharia another indication. Can I raise my hand in the Salah to pray to Allah? Yes, it's permitted. Abu Bakr did it, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم accepted and approved it. You have right to raise your hand in the Salah, therefore, any time individual or behind the Imam or you find yourself are in need or in trouble, difficult time and you need Allah, you say, Ya Allah, and you pray to Allah, you have right to do that because Abu Bakr, he did it in the front of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw Abu Bakr step back and he became ma'moom, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what did he do? He stepped forward and he became Imam for As-Salah. He became what? Imam of As-Salah. The Prophet, he finished sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He finished As-Salah and he left and he catch Abu Bakr. قال يا أبا بكر ما منعك أن تثبت في الصلاة إذ أمرتك. Why you left As-Salah as the Imam and I command you, I order you to stay in your place and leave As-Salah. Abu Bakr, all of you, he said a word, excellent word, printed by gold in Islamic history. What did he say? قال ما كان لابن أبي قحافة أن يصلي بين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's no permission for ابن أبي قحافة. His father is أبي قحافة. He said, the son of أبي قحافة to pray and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال in the salah. That is the solution. So the Prophet ﷺ did not stop. He wanted to correct the people. So he corrected Abu Bakr, and then he came to correct the people. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما التصفيق للنساء. It's for who? Woman, if you are in a wedding, or they invite you for a wedding, and you celebrate about the groom, you find some Muslim, men, this is for women. You have to understand this is not for what? For men. He says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَكْفِيكُمْ. It's enough for you. If you want to pay attention for the Imam, if the Imam make mistake, to do what? To say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And the Imam, he has to cooperate. Especially when the Imam, he found more than one person or group of people, all of them, they start to Subhanallah, that means he has to figure that he made mistake. That is the first, inshallah ta'ala. Related to this, I would like to open something also with you to complete our topic today. So yes, the Imam could step back and elect somebody to leave As-Salah. Al-Imam al-Ratib is not obligation, but it's permitted. Remember again, if you lead in As-Salah, especially for Masjid Manhattan here, we don't have Imam here, Rafiq. All of us are brothers, we're sitting together to advise each other, there's no Imam. So what happened after that? We have right to do that, inshallah ta'ala. If anyone of you voluntarily want to leave his base as an Imam, so Salat al-Jum'ah, sometimes the Imam give a khutbah. And when he gets down from the member, he elects somebody to lead us salah. Is that permissive? Yeah. Because if especially if the Imam elects somebody who knows how he recites Al-Quran in a proper way, better than him, he could do that. Or if tired, he could elect somebody to lead us salah. But the question is again, what about if the Imam, for a reason related to this area, the Imam, he lost his wudu? Because I'm asking you this, if the Imam sit back and he permit the Imam al-Raqib or the Alim, the scholar, they will lose him to lead a salah, that the second Imam, when he step forward, he has to start from the same point. Same point, for example. Not necessity to be in a standing position. Suppose, for example, the Imam, while he making ruku' Allahu Akbar, and he making ruku'. And when he make a ruku', what happened to him? Yeah. Came out without any, you understand. And I would like to clear also the situation of the gad. The gad, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arba, when he started, because some of the members in Masjid, they asked me about this. Sometime, Masjid, I found like a little bubble came out from me while I'm praying. Can I come out from the salah? Abu Hurairah from the Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioned in Bukhari, he says, إِذَا سَمِعْتَ صَوْتًا أَوْ شَمَلْتَ رِيحًا, you only permit it to come out from the salah if you hear any sound came from you or what, ya Sheikh Haidar? Smelling. You understand? Sometimes the people in the salah, they sound like exactly a very little bubble. This is what I got. Don't come out from the salah. This is the shaitan came to breathe your stomach to let you feel you cannot come out from the salah unless you are sure there is a God, and the God, all of you know what is the situation of the God. God, it should take like a longer than a second or to hear any sound. Now, the Imam, if you want to come and he lost his wudu while he's in ruku', he should elect somebody behind him who knows him and people know him and to step forward. For example, I know the brother is behind me, therefore it's elected behind the Imam to be another Imam or the one who leading the Torah in this masjid to be known for the community to elect him because the people know him. I am leading the Torah while I'm making ruku' and I feel there is a gas came out from me. So what happened? Right away, can you continue? And he said, you know, it's embarrassing. Inshallah, I will continue anyway. I lost the salah, I lost the salah, Sheikh Ali. And after I leave the salah, I will repeat it again. You will be guilty in the front of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, right away. You have to come out from the salah without any shame. So I'm not saying what? I am in ruku' now. I know the brother behind me. Right away, stand up, turn my face to him, and I take him and let akmil as-salah and by his name. Complete as-salah, ya Abdul Rahman, ya Alhamdulillah, and he show him from the same position I end my salah. He doesn't stand up, but he came to the ruku' and same ruku' sujood. Whatever it is you end with, you bring the brother to read as-salah, and this is what happens to Allah. This what happened to Umar. رضي الله عنه وارضاه أبو دكلؤة لعنة الله عليه وعلى الكافرين. أبو دكلؤة he hired the sword and when he went on سمع عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه he was in ركوع and he came, he stepped forward, he was in the first row, he stepped forward and he came to عمر and he started beat him couple of times when he started to finish him from ركوع. سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه he said قتلني الكلب, the dog he killed him. He came out right away from the salah, and then he told his stomach, radiallahu anhu warda. The only thing he was doing to complete the salah, Umar radiallahu anhu warda, he doesn't care about himself, but to complete the salah, he took on, Ya Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Ya Abdul Rahman, akmir al-salah, Ya Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. He stepped forward in the position of Rukua Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and he completed the salah. What Umar did, he sat in a minbar, until finish, and Abdul Rahman, he made the salah right. And Abu Lu'a did not kill only انت يا عمر قول لي بسطنا الصحابة ان فريق ترول قرر في ميتا شهور that everybody he will escape from the people and he called him. عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه because they died exactly as the shaheed in the masjid while he was leading the salah, which the salah was what? Fajr, طيب. Salah al-Fajr. And it's also, it's not fair from a group of Muslims to actually to call عمر also and to curse him. الشهيد عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان نبي بعدي لكان عمر بن الخطاب if there is a prophet after me he will be who? عمر رضي الله عنه الله سند جبريل رضي الله عنه وارضاه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله يقرئك السلام ويقرئ عمر السلام الله سند ذا السلام for you send out عمر السلام and tell your friend عمر that Allah named him from his kingdom الفاروق. You know what فاروق means? The one who used to divide between the truth and the falsehood. عمر for the دين الله عز وجل he became the first one in right all the time. So yes, you have right to do that إن شاء الله تعالى. Can I show my hand before you leave? I am praying sunnah. I think it's all good. I'm praying sunnah for تحية المسجد. I came here for after five, for example, I am praying sunnah for تحية المسجد. And while I'm praying sunnah, people who was in wudu, they were in wudu, they went to make jama'ah, second jama'ah. They came and closer because we explained that before, that you have right to follow the Imam, even if the Imam making nafila, and we give a big class about that. The class is in the internet on our website, if you need to review it. Now, he came to me, but I would like to let him know that I am praying tahiyyat al-masjid. I'm not praying the asrid. So he came and he intended to join me and he came in my right side. Can I show by my hand? And I told him stop or anything like that because I want also to pray the jama'ah, but I'm praying tahiyyat al-masjid. I didn't pray the asrid. Yes, you have right to say what exactly to tell him to by your hand. To let him stop like this actually, after that. Or you give him indication that you are praying the sunnah, not praying the fard. Yes, you have right to stop because the Prophet ﷺ and the Dalil. People used to come to the Prophet ﷺ while he's praying in the masjid and told him, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. What is the Prophet ﷺ, Brother Shaukat? What is the Prophet ﷺ, what did he do? He exactly raised his hands and he made it like this. Without answering the salat. When they told him, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, because could you imagine, you came to the Rasulullah, tell him, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, and he answered, say, wa alaykum as-salam, the finish. The case will be finished. So what did he do? He raised his hands and he continued salat without answering as-salam. But that's the only situation. Somebody is sneezing while he's praying. Tell somebody next to him to be, Alhamdulillah, then you cannot add arrows. Can you answer the salam for somebody in the masjid? Say as-salamu alaykum rahmatullah. You cannot answer. But you could do that also. Somebody enter and exactly the house, the place, and say as-salamu alaykum rahmatullah and came by to you. You have right to raise your hand and make it like this to answer him, inshallah. As Rasulullah sallam, it's in Bukhari Sharif, inshallah ta'ala. This is permitted also. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. I think you cover alhamdulillah, everything here inshallah, so we dua. بإذن الله تعالى التي هتخش إن شاء الله تعالى الله تفضل لرب الدنيا اجعلنا سببا من ابتدى اللهم يا رب تعطينا وسيلة إلى صراطك المستقيم اللهم لا تعذبنا ولا تهنا رحم اللهم اعف عن المسيئين اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلامية في الله المتحدين اللهم توحد بين قلوبنا ووحد بين صفوفنا اللهم اجعلنا متحابين بجلالك مجتمعين على كلامك اهدي اولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين اللهم ارحمنا فانت بنا راحم اللهم اعزنا بعزك ارحم الراحمين ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ارحمنا اللهم علمنا ما علمت به كثير من خلقك واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الذين يتبعون القول فيتبعون احسنه اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات. اللهم اهد أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشفنا شفاء لا يغادر سقما، اللهم اشفنا من جميع الأمراض والخطايا، ولا تعذبنا وأنت بلا راحم، وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. اللهم ابن لنا مسجد من هاتم، اللهم ابن لنا مسجد من هاتم، اللهم ابن لنا مسجد من هاتم، ووفقنا لما تحب وترضاه. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله، جزاكم الله خيرا، سبحان الله وحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، جزاكم الله خيرا، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.